G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Today's topic is the four pillars of positive training.
It is.
Is this for dogs or for humans?
Well, you know what? It's a funny thing. The psychology is pretty much the same, although we're a little bit more sophisticated. But we're talking today about the four pillars of positive training because, you know, in Australia, I think we've gone through this this age where, you know, we used to use correction chains and, you know, the farmer might just give the dog a bit of a kick if it's not doing the right things. And we've kind of evolved with the rest of the world to understanding that these methods of hitting or, you know,
scolding
pulling,
and
yeah, pulling
yelling
a choke
dog.
Chain, all those kinds of things.
It doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work.
Yep.
You know, and that's not just me saying that. Science has actually studied it and they have found that, yes, it might have a momentary response of fear, but what it does is it breaks down your bond between your trust and your bond with your dog, and you become unpredictable, which creates anxiety in your dog. So we actually now know that punishment doesn't work. So if that doesn't work then, and we need to, and obviously we need to train our dogs for all kinds of things, you know, we can't just have them jumping out of the car when we get to the supermarket. There's important things we have to teach our dogs. But positive training is a great way to do it. And I guess it works with us as well. You know, if we are positively reinforced, if somebody says we've done a good job or good boy or good girl in those terms, then we feel good about what we're doing and we respond to that.
But I reckon, Joe, it's easier to train a dog than it is to train a person.
Well,
right?
We only work with dogs because, yeah.
I know,
yeah.
I know some people that you could train. But.
Although I did see a study once where people were given chocolates if they did the right thing and they kept doing the same thing because they were getting chocolates. So maybe we are a little bit down the road of positive reinforcement.
So what are the four pillars?
So number one. Use positive reinforcement. So
and we
praise,
talk about this all the time, don't we?
All the time. Use praise. Use a pat if your dog loves pats. Use food reward. Use a toy. Use a game. Use positive things that your dog enjoys and you'll go much further. Number two, avoid using intimidation. So if we've got to stand over a dog or, in a sense, be mean to the dog or put pressure on the dog, all we're doing is breaking down their sense of who they are, which will bite us in the butt, you know, down the road. So don't use any kind of intimidation, physical punishment, and especially don't use fear with your dog. That's number two. Number three, you know, we've gone through this phase where Cesar Millan, I met many years ago.
Oh, he's one of my favourites.
He is
a brilliant guy.
Amazing man. He
yes.
is a really, really amazing guy. And he's come under a lot of fire over the years because some of his techniques can be seen as that dominance theory. I'm the alpha male. The dog's got to submit to me. And they've done some science in that regard, and they have found that that whole dominant submissive thing, it's really more something that we've created rather than something that we need to do with our dog. What we need to be is better communicators.
Okay.
And it's something that Cesar does great. He communicates really, really well. So let's move away from that dominance theory, I've got to show my dog who's boss, and into the I've got to make sure I'm communicating what I think I'm communicating. And number four, you know, somebody said this once to me and I laughed at the time because I hadn't really thought about it. They said, you know, always consider things from your dog's point of view. And when I laughed, I thought, well, how do I know what it's like to be a dog? But when you consider that here's this individual who's trying to please you and wants to engage you, and when you take that perspective, you're much more willing to be patient and take your time. And if something isn't working, stop for 5 seconds and try again. But that's the way that you'll get the best out of your dog, and you'll get a dog who loves you, bonds with you, and trusts you.
Joe, I've got some humans that need a bit of positive training as well, so I'll come and see you about them.
I hope I can help.
I don't think you can.
No, I don't think so either.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to our website, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday
Thanks,
morning.
Thanks, Sean.